Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 270, Fish Week on Gamercast. This is the show recorded on the 7th of November, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so for those that don't get the title, since even Catherine didn't get the title of the show...
At first.
It's because COD is coming out.
I like COD. The fish.
COD. So this is fish week.
We didn't get that first.
Like the Discovery Channel stuff, dude, where they have Shark Week. Well, this is fish week.
apologies for not doing a show last week.
We were busy with MCM and then you were ill.
And it was my birthday.
I do the show on my birthday.
You didn't do the show on your birthday, though. But yeah, I was ill. After my birthday. Stupid game.
She couldn't talk it. She turned it like this.
I blame my family.
I blame them also.
They made me ill.
Now for the news.
Right, let's talk about Fallout New Vegas Ultimate Edition.
Yep, so as everyone would have expected, I believe it hasn't gotten a Game of the Year, which is why it's the Ultimate Edition, not the Game of the Year Edition. And as there's been a few pieces of DLC now, they're releasing an Ultimate Edition. It comes with... So, Dead Money, that was the first one. Honest? Would you say Honest like that? Honest to Hearts, Old World Blues...
I don't know, because I don't know what you're reading.
Lonesome Road... Courier Stash and Gunrunner's Arsenal. It has all that stuff, so then you don't have to buy it anymore. It's also got a few other things. It expands the Wastelands a bit, apparently. Which you may not have ventured to. This has been written really oddly. So, Sierra Madeira Casino? I don't know how to say that.
I don't know, because I can't read, because your show notes are too wide on my screen.
Oh, do you want to make them smaller? The Zion National Park, the Big Empty Research Crater, and the Treacherous Divide.
I have to zoom out.
It also increases the level cap to 50. It's coming out February 10th, so not until next year, on Xbox 360, PS3, and Windows. Well, for Windows, of course. It's not getting to Windows Live, is it?
No.
Fallout New Vegas.
Which is why I never bought it. It's a lost sell.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. They just missed Christmas, though, so...
Meh.
Yeah.
They've got another big release.
Yeah, they have. Rayman Origins news. There's a demo coming out on November 9th, so in a couple of days, for... Xbox 360 and PS3, so you can give it a play if you haven't done already. They had it at MCM Expo, they had it at Eurogamer, they had it at E3. It's an awesome... Oh, they had a little Gamescom as well. It's an awesome little co-op game that's got cute Rayman visuals and is really enjoyable to play, and it allows up to 4-player co-op. Or you could play with AI as well. And that comes out November 25th for Wii, PS3 and 360. So you can play the demo a few weeks before the game itself actually comes out. Some Jurassic Park news. Sadly, the 360 version is not going to get a release in Europe until next year. This may be because they haven't actually got a publisher yet. We're not... Yeah, well, they need a...
Not having a publisher would kind of cause a hold-up.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's coming out in America... like it was originally, just they had to delay it a little bit in the UK. It's still going to be out on PC and PS3 as well, but you just have to wait a little longer for 360. But the PC version actually comes out pretty soon. It comes out on November 15th, so not this week, next week, which is of course a Tuesday because it's coming out in America then. And they're also doing a digital... it's in a way it's slightly digital, but it's not actually, I suppose. Their deluxe edition, which they always do because it's Telltale Games, which comes with there's a little ID badge, a map of the park, a little sketchbook. Is it a sketchbook? I suppose. They call it a field guide, so it's got pictures of dinosaurs. It comes in exclusive packaging, and it also has a Jurassic Park patch. So kind of like the kind that you sew onto a top.
So sew onto your face.
And it's got exclusive digital content as well, like the soundtrack and a few more things. So you get that, of course, a little bit later usually than when the game comes out. But then again, that's purely because whenever myself or Charlotte have ordered things, it's because they have to come from America, so you get it a bit later anyway. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. The game itself comes out November 15th. If you order the deluxe edition, you do get the digital version as well, so you'll be able to play it from the day it comes out. So that's pretty cool for any Jurassic Park fans.
What's this about tomorrow?
So Pendulo Studios have announced their newest game.
Tomorrow.
Which is called Yesterday.
Tomori.
They're, of course, the guys who did the Runaway series. Well, guys and girls, I'm sure. The Runaway series, and they did the next big thing recently this year that came out back in March, I believe. And they've now announced a new one called Yesterday. It's got a similar graphic style to their usual kind of stuff, but it's more of a thriller than the kind of comedy stylings that they usually do. Because the Runaway series especially are quite a silly series of games, but still quite an enjoyable adventure game to play. But once again, it'll of course be an adventure game, I imagine, because that's all they make, really. And they're a little studio in Spain, which is nice because there's not many Spanish studios. I think they're in Spain. Saying that. I know the Spanish. But yes, that's pretty cool. If you have a look on the internet, you can find some pictures. It looks slightly more stylized, if you ask me, than The Runaway. And a lot more detailed as well. But of course, it'll be a PC game. And like the final Runaway game, it will also be on the Nintendo Wii and the DS's.
It'll be on YII.
Oh no, wait, no. No platforms have been announced. I got confused with what I was reading at the bottom. So no platforms as of yet. It'll probably be a PC release, though, knowing them. And then anything else that comes out? I suppose it could always come out on a console like 360 or PS3. They work okay on those. So, yeah, that's cool. Akai Katana Shin has been given a release date. Not just a release date, an announcement for being released in the UK now and Europe. Which is pretty cool. So Akai Katana Shin is one of Cave's shmups that came out in Japan back in May this year, I believe. And Rising Star Games they released Death Smiles last year. Was it last year or was it earlier on this year? I can't remember now. And Dodonpachi Resurrection, Resurrection Deluxe Edition, which recently came out. And at MCM Expo on the Sunday, they announced their new game that they were releasing with Cave. And it's Akai Katana Shin, which is pretty cool. As it's especially because it's one of the more recent releases. So maybe, because they're getting closer and closer to the Japanese releases, that we'll actually get maybe a simultaneous release at some point, because that'd be pretty awesome. So they're, of course, releasing it in Europe and the UK. Europe, mainly, of course, focusing on the UK, because Rising Star are a UK publisher. But they do release, I know, in France and a few other places. And yeah, it's a shmup. It's a side-scrolling one, not a vertical. So it's horizontal. And it's coming out in the first half of 2012, they've said so far. They haven't said when. Of course, it'll be a 360-only game, because the Cave shooters mainly come out on 360. There's been a few on iOS as well. But this will be only on 360. They haven't said if there's anything special with it. So, like, Death Smiles had some extra modes and the soundtrack. So I suppose more details will be released shortly. Which would be cool. The Metal Gear Solid HD collection has now been given a release date, which is February 3rd next year. This has come out for PS3 and Xbox 360, and it has on it Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, and Peace Walker, all kind of revamped up for the PS3. So that's pretty cool that they're giving it a release date. I thought it was going to end up coming out this year, but I suppose there's not that much left this year, so they just delayed it a little bit. Not that they ever really announced a date. But one thing to mention as well is it's not just a PS3 game. It's actually 360 as well. Which is weird because, of course, Peace Walker only just came out on the PSP recently. But Metal Gear Solid 2 had a release on the Xbox, whereas Snake Eater was an exclusive to the PS2. But it's nice because, of course, that means it'll have achievements and trophies and all that stuff for any achievement / trophy whores out there. So that's cool. GTA 5 news. There's a trailer. So it got announced. The game itself got announced.
Wow, man, some important news now. GTA 5. 5 spelled 5, so the tards know it's 5.
5 on a 5. So it's got the Roman numeral and it says 5 across it.
Do you have GTA IB in store?
Do you have GTA V?
Yeah, what's to say about it? It looks alright.
Set in San Andreas, from what we can tell. There's a lot of kind of new stuff shown in the trailer in a way. So there's, it shows mountains in the background, so we imagine there's going to be some sort of traversal. There's a jet ski, is that what they're called? Jet ski. There's people walking on a beach with a dog. Maybe that means there's dogs in it. Who knows? It'd be nice if there were horses in it, but there probably won't be.
Yeah, you just accidentally fall down a hole and suddenly you're playing Red Dead Redemption.
It's a pretty interesting looking trailer.
Watch the trailer.
Yeah, just watch the trailer. It's not very long at all. They haven't announced platforms or release dates.
But we can assume PC, Xbox 360, PS3.
And perhaps Wii U. Some people seem to think it's going to be next generation consoles.
If it was, they wouldn't be announcing it now.
As Paula said. Because there's no point in releasing a game before the platform's even been released. Although we could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure...
We are not wrong.
Looking at it, it doesn't look...
Doesn't look next gen, it looks this gen. Let's face it, it's getting old.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, most consoles are now at their 5-year points, and that's when games are pushed slightly more than when they used to be. Yeah, it is.
Not to the same extent they used to be.
I suppose. Watch it. It looks pretty nice. I think it's definitely possible to be on current gen consoles.
No, it is on current gen consoles.
Okay.
It might also have a release on the any next gen consoles, which may be announced in the next few years, but. I wouldn't. Of course, it's going to be on the current. Why are they going to? You know, what's the point? Release it on a next gen console, which comes out with no install base. This is Rockstar. They need their monies.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, did GTA 3 come out on the Xbox when that first came out? No.
Mhm. I imagine it'll probably be out next year. I guess.
Anyway, let's talk about Joe Danger, because he's coming to Xbox Live Land later this year.
Yes, so Joe Danger, of course, came out on the PS3.
Is that guy?
He's on a motorbike with a little helmet on.
Yeah, the pink guy. My brain sees him as pink for some reason.
Pink?
Yeah.
He's just a little guy with a helmet on who does stunts and stuff. So it's kind of like the equivalent to Trials HD, but...
Camper.
Bright and colourful.
Yeah, that's why I see him as pink.
It's an awesome series. It came out only on the PS3 originally, but because their newest game, Joe Danger the Movie, is short to be out next year, I believe, they're finally releasing Joe Danger on XBLA, which is really cool because then that means I'll buy it. I would have bought it on PS3 before, but I just don't pay on my PS3 enough. So I'm kind of happy... that it's coming out on 360 because it means I can buy it now and get achievements and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've said they're improving a few things on it to just make it a little bit better. Some of the things they didn't manage to do before the game actually came out. And then this, of course, then means that Joe Danger the Movie should hopefully be coming out on Xbox 360 as well. So that's cool. Some Trine 2 news. So Trine 2 is out later on this year, actually. It's out in December, I believe. And they've announced a collector's edition of the game that's coming out. Trine came out originally only through digital platforms. But there's actually going to be a retail release later on when it comes out. The collector's edition is going to have with it the soundtrack, a art book, which is apparently gorgeous, as the press release states. And it's also got notes from the developers from Frozenbyte. And also it comes with the first game, Trine, Which is pretty cool. And it's only going to be $14.99, which is super cheap. That's the retail price, or €20. And it's coming out in Europe. And that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty cool. I think I'll have to pick it up. I've got Trine, and I'll definitely be picking up Trine too.
Let's talk about Awesome Nauts, because Awesome Nauts will be released in February next year.
Yes, so originally Awesome Nauts was slated for a kind of December release date, and now they've gone and said, we may have disappointed fans, but we're going to use the extra time to polish it and make sure it's perfect, and it's going to come out in February now. It's coming out on XBLA and PSN, no PC release at all, which is a bit odd because it's like a mobile game. More PC-based, but it's a more console-focused version of the genre anyways. They've put up a video on their YouTube channel, I believe, which is 22 minutes long, of them playing a match with the developers, and they've got commentary over what they're doing and all the kind of stuff that's going on. So if you're looking forward to the game, that's something definitely worth checking out. So that's cool. No date within February yet. They're just giving a rough estimate of February next year, though. So that's pretty cool.
Indeed.
BitTrip news. Yay, BitTrip.
Nice.
The game I love and swear at all the time. So BitTrip came out as a retail release a few weeks, it may have been a month or so ago now, in America. And I was very disappointed because it was only in America and there was no UK or European release. However, the awesome guys at Rising Star Games, who of course just announced Akai Katanshin, are now releasing BitTrip Complete and BitTrip Saga during the first quarter of next year. So BitTrip Complete and BitTrip Saga. Can you move that side to side? Thank you. I'm trying to see which one's which.
You've got your own computer, haven't you?
I have, but it's currently on the floor. Annoyingly. So BitTrip Complete is coming out on the Wii. So that's a Wii version, and BitTrip Saga is a 3DS game. They both have all six games on them, so BitTrip Beat, BitTrip Core, BitTrip Void, BitTrip Runner, awesome, BitTrip Fate. And as well as that, they have like a few little extra little things with them. So the Wii one itself comes with the soundtrack, which is a shame that the 3DS one doesn't come with the soundtrack, but I can just buy both, maybe. Both versions have 120 new challenges within the games. Then there's also an audio gallery with fan remixes, original songs, and demo versions of existing themes within BitTrip. There's image galleries with production stills, concept art, and promo images. A video gallery within the game that has 25 movies that tell the story of Commander Video, who's the little dude that you play as. Six letters to BitTrip fans that were written by the series director, the soundtrack, as I've already mentioned, there's new difficulty modes in all the games, and there's also online leaderboards. So that's cool, because I'm really quite looking forward to that. Because, of course, it'll be awesome to play them on the go, although, like, a game like BitTrip Runner, if you're playing that on 3DS, you get a bit annoyed with it, you may be tempted to throw your 3DS across the room. Which is never good. But I'm looking forward to it because it's awesome and the games are awesome and I'm looking forward to the next games. And you'll be able to buy these on Wii and 3DS in the UK and Europe from next year. So that's cool. Cool for me. Next up, there's been another Humble Indie Bundle kind of announced. It's been up for about a week now, I believe. And it's the Humble Voxatron Debut Bundle. So Voxatron is a game made of voxels. There was a video released a few months back that we talked about on the show, and they've added this into the Humble Indie Bundle. It's only the alpha of the game, I believe, but it's the first kind of release that you can get of it. Originally it was just Voxatron in the bundle, and they then added in The Blinding of Isaac and Blocks That Matter, as well as of course donating stuff to Child's Play and the other charity. So Voxatron, when it comes out, is going to be $15, I think they've said. So they recommend paying that if you want, or $25, or of course just giving whatever you want, so you could just pay a pound. The other charity is the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I mean, they've already added 2 new games to it, so they may always add more games. There's another week left on it. And so far, they've actually sold 135,831 bundles of it. But, even though that's like... Well, it's quite a few either way. But if I just bring up the website to see the current stats of it. They've made a hell of a lot of money on it. I don't usually pay attention to the stats of them. But I just noticed, because I think they posted about it on Twitter or something, because they'd broken $500,000. They're now at $686,283.83. Which is crazy, because that's loads of money. They haven't sold as many bundles as they have made money. But then they don't sell them for a penny each, though, so...
Oh, I...
I don't think they were there before. But yeah, so it's nice. Although I'm not sure how that works out, because of course when I customised my money that I was given to them, Blinding of Isaac and Blocks That Matter weren't in there. So if that means they didn't get any money, that's kind of sad. But yeah, so pop on the website, humblebundle.com, and you can get yourself a copy. The Blinding of Isaac and Blocks That Matter, I believe, are both redeemable on Steam. Whereas As Voxatron's an alpha at the moment, it's just an alpha, so you just load the executable. It also has a level edge on it as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. So, some Sega news. Sega announced some of their release dates for their upcoming games. So, Shinobi, which I'm actually going to mention a little bit later on because it comes out this week, is coming out on November 11th. Then we've got Sonic Generations on 3DS is coming out November 25th. Crush 3D is coming out January 13th in the UK. Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games is coming out on February 10th in the UK. And that's all of them? Yep, that's all of them. So they've just pretty much announced most of their lineup for the rest of the year. Because, of course, mainly at the moment, they've just got some 3DS games coming out, as well as Mario and Sonic. Which I'm sure they'll pump lots of marketing into with the Olympic Games happening. Do they happen around the same time then, February?
Well, the Summer Games typically happen during the summer.
What, so the Olympics happen in the summer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I
don't know when the start date is, but
I didn't know
the Winter
things.
Olympics from the winter.
I know that.
The Summer Olympics from the summer.
Well, I didn't know the Olympics were named the Summer Olympics. I suppose they usually happen when it's hot. See, that's cool. I'm looking forward to Shinobi to see if it's any good, and also Crush 3D.
Because we're going out to check out some of the racing going on.
Are we?
Since some of it only goes through, like, up the road a bit.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Well, like 20 miles on the road.
Okay.
Then the best thing is, after they're all clear, we can go on there. And we'll race, and the road will be shut, and it's like...
Ubisoft have opened up a studio in Abu Dhabi. I don't think they've got any others. I think this is their first in, like, the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice, I suppose, because then it means they'll employ people there, but then... They'll probably pay less wages, I suppose.
Yes. Which is bad.
Their opening of the studio, they partnered with 2454, who are the Media Zone Authority in Abu Dhabi. But yeah. So they've got another studio. I suppose they'll just give them other things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, so I've put this in the show notes as Alan Wake 2 / Night Springs. So Remedy have officially announced that they're making a new game, and that it's an XBLA game, and it's set within the kind of Alan Wake-ness, but it's not necessarily Alan Wake 2. They've also said, don't go thinking with
Max Payne
crap,
4.
We're shoving out some crap because it's going to be as good as a full retail release game, just it's going to be on XBLA. There's going to be an image up later on the Game Informer website, which sadly is not up yet. And it's going to be fully announced at the Spike VGA Awards on December 10th. So that's cool, because I'm also looking forward to seeing what else gets announced at the Spikes again this year.
Duff.
Because it was quite interesting watching them last year, even though the awards themselves were a bit crap, I suppose. Or at least watching them was a bit annoying, and then all the adverts, because it was American as well. But they, of course...
Oh, American adverts suck really
bad. Well, they're like every 5 minutes or something.
Stupid, isn't it? Stupid people with
too much advertising.
Stupid adverts. Do you read it?
But yeah, because they, of course, announced Skyrim and Uncharted 3 and Insane. And a few other things. Oh, Mass Effect 3 was announced. I think all these games I mentioned were announced and weren't just shown videos of. I'm not sure. But either way, they were an interesting thing for seeing what was announced. And I'm sure they'll be just the same in December. I'm quite looking forward to it, though, because, of course, I quite liked Alan Wake. And I look forward to seeing what Remedy have been working on.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Last week, you would have heard this. I do not believe we had a single guess.
I'm not really included because I didn't know what it was, did I?
No, you did not. The answer was, of course, wait a minute, what was it called? I'm just seeing how it's worded exactly. Yeah, Pro Cycling Manager 2011.
Yeah, I ain't played that. That's quite niche.
Well, I did give you some clues. It involves racing, but you're not actually racing.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said, wasn't it? And I was like,
what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Who knows? What asked what the answer is? This week we've got something a little bit... I'll give you the clues now.
Now?
It's the first in the series, and it's related to a release this week. No, it's not Wolfenstein 3D before someone says Wolfenstein 3D.
I was going to say, I kind of have heard Wolfenstein recently, so I know what that is if I heard it. The first in the series released this week. I'm going to go with Arena.
Aye.
As in Elder Scrolls. That's the first one, yeah? Arena?
You're going for Arena. As in Quake 3 Arena?
Elder Scrolls.
Quake 3 Arena.
Don't put Quake so good.
Okay, Catherine thinks the Elder Scrolls Arena. Whatever the hell that is. I've never heard of it before, personally.
Since Skyrim is the only game you're looking forward to and have been looking forward to for quite some time.
The other alternative could, of course, be a COD. Or it could be any of the number games coming out.
Well, I've played Call of Duty, and it's a bit newer than that sounding.
What, the first one? Are you sure? Didn't it have MIDIs?
It had awesome shells that went off.
It could be the Animal Life game coming out. It could be a SpongeBob game.
It could be Shinobi. There you go.
Shinobi. It could be Batman.
What, the first Batman?
Yeah, man. Okay, if you think you know what the answer is, leave a comment on this week's entry on the website, gamercast.net, or just send an email to feedback@gamercast.net.
Releases this week.
This week we've got a couple of games coming out. First up, we've got, of course, what the show is about, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. This is obviously the most super epic game ever to come out. Nobody's played it yet, but we assume it is because it's Modern Warfare. That means it must automatically be awesome. And I can't wait to get online and start to shoot the little kids. Pew, 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 pew. Modern Sniper!
Sniper.
Yeah. I mean, COD. the game which should be done away with because it takes all the monies from everyone else and puts other businesses out of business.
I didn't know anyone that's buying it.
Neither do I. Well, actually, I do. Everyone I work with.
if they wanted it, if they would have wanted something like that, they've all bought Battlefield.
Well, yeah, I think Battlefield, to be honest, is probably the better game. Especially for multiplayer.
Well, I was going to say, especially for multiplayer.
Obviously, we don't know what single player is like. But it's Battlefield, it's a multiplayer game.
Yep. So yeah, Modern Warfare 3, there's a few different editions coming out. There's Midnight launches going on. Of course, it comes out on Tuesday because it's a worldwide release. And not Friday like any other release in the UK.
Yeah. I had an interesting conversation with someone today.
Oh,
I? Wanted to know, they asked, is Call of Duty out tomorrow? And they said, but I heard that some places are selling it today. And I'm like, yeah. Tonight, at midnight, which is tomorrow. Oh, God, it's like, when do you think the day starts? 5:30 in the morning? 4:00 in the morning? It starts at 00:00. That is a new day. Man, some people really wind you up. Anyway, the other big release is, of course, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. This is, of course, the most epic super game ever made, and I'm going to kill Todd Howard if I'm in the slightest disappointed, or if the game glitches out and flipping traps my character in someone's flipping house again.
Do you really think you're going to be disappointed, though? Were you disappointed with Oblivion? Other than stupid Oblivion Gates.
No, stupid Oblivion Gates, stupid dumbed down, ripping all the skills out of it. I mean, come on. The lack of dialogue in Oblivion was really bad. Obviously, Skyrim's got more, but is it up to the level of Morrowind?
We shall see.
Morrowind had to... You could be there all day reading. Talk to the people. They had so much to say about everything you could think of asking.
Yeah, but most of it was... not many people actually had dialogue, did they?
It was entirely text, but...
Wasn't there some spoken dialogue?
Yes, Outlander, and the generic like greetings that they would say, and last boat to Solheim, and call the next one. So yeah, I mean Todd Howard, mate. Jeez, man. Jeez.
Sounds like you're saying jeez.
Jeez. Yeah. So Skyrim had better be good, or else next week's GamerCast will be a massive.
You could bring the rant section back. Skyrim.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I'm going to get home about 7:15. Going to install it on my computer.
And then I'll get this.
There's a damn Skype thing starts going on from flipping Rhys Baxter and Matthew Windsor. Do you want to play StarCraft? No! Skyrim will be the focus for the next week at least, and it will definitely be the focus for the weekend as I blast for it to get the single player campaign over and done with so I can actually start my proper characters who go off and play and role play as they probably will instead of getting sucked into an annoying storyline. I'll make my own storyline. This is Herbert. He's going off into the pine forest over there.
I like that name, Herbert.
Don't mess with Herbert. He's a level 85 night elf hunter. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see if it's good. Obviously there's lots of things I disagree with the development in it, such as dumbing it down, removing things, and all these dual wielding weapons and stuff, and then all these weird finishing moves. Don't faff about with my camera
angle.
The
thing is, when I played it, I only had one finishing move.
Yeah, don't faff about my camera angle, and I better be able to have first person view on a bloody horse, because all the horse stuff everyone sees third person. No offense, this is a first-person game, because third-person is for console nabs who cannot put themselves in the eyes of their character. You know, you need to be immersed. You can't be immersed in a third-person game, because you've got this goofy-looking character on the screen. And it's like, if I'm playing as that character, why do I see behind him? You need to see through their eyes. You need to hear through their ears, until eventually you are immersed in the... freezing cold crappy mountains and like, and then a stupid dragon comes down. Batman Arkham City is also coming out on PC this week. That's a fantastic release. It's also an Xbox Live title.
Yes, so you can get achievements on the PC.
We've also got Move Mindbenders. This is a, we don't need to talk about this.
Is that PlayStation
Your Shape Finished, blah blah blah.
No, wait. So
Skyrim.
Move. I know Skyrim.
What are these compared to Skyrim?
Nothing.
These are like the filth that first crawled out of the ocean.
So Move Mindbenders is kind of a compilation of a few different games using the Move controller to play them with. So it's got Tumble, which originally was, of course, just a PSN title. It's got Lemmings and Echochrome 2. So these are all popped together on a Blu-ray disc, so you can just play it off the disc as opposed to needing to buy it off the store. Then we've got Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012. It apparently has new features. The website I got my releases off of did not have the new features, and the trailer I watched had no new features mentioned either. I noticed there was different backgrounds in the trailer. It's just Your Shape Fitness Evolved, but 2012, so they've ironed out any kinks they had and added some new stuff.
We Sing Rock!
Yep, so newest We Sing game, but more rock-focused. It's got a large variety of tracks and uses the USB microphones.
On the YI.
Only on the YI. Whereas Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012 is, of course, a Kinect title.
Well, people know that.
Some people might not. Then we've got the Animal Life series. I put series because there's three of them coming out.
Wow!
So there's Animal Life Eurasia, Animal Life North America, and Animal Life Dinosaurs.
Sorry, that's the Skyrim dragon. He's back again.
These are a series of DS games that... They teach you facts either about dinosaurs or animals, depending on which game you get. There's puzzles and little mini-games. And you have you can collect all the stars to become a real pro in the field of North American research / Eurasian research / dinosaur research.
I reckon the dinosaur one
would be cool if they've actually got a load of cool facts in it, because then you can have a little game that just teaches you about dinosaurs.
So this is like the flipped games, only without books.
I think the dinosaurs one would be really interesting for kids. I loved dinosaurs when I was a kid. We had so many dinosaur books. If we could have had a DS with facts about dinosaurs on, that would have been just as good.
What do you want now? And you can have combat giant dinosaurs. Rawr!
Well, you can have that and that, so you can learn about dinosaurs.
I can't play both at the same time.
But then the fact thing will make you realise that the dinosaurs in combat of the dinosaurs are a bit unrealistic. With their kicking and stuff.
Hey man, if a Tyrannosaurus Rex wants to do this funky Liu Kang style bicycle kick in the air, he can.
So I think the Animal Life series stuff actually sounds kind of cute, because of course then kids love animals or dinosaurs or both, and it can teach your kids stuff.
Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Impact.
So Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Impact is coming out
Shippuden
is coming out on PSP. It's PSP only.
It's like
Shenmue.
You have to put the extra thing in there.
And the newest in the series, it's got single player and multiplayer, and is one of the kind of it's missions, but there's fighting. It's got multiplayer, but then if that new PSP does not have multiplayer, then how are you gonna play it?
Lol.
But yeah, so they're still releasing these on PSP. So Namco haven't given up their support. Of course, Naruto games are constantly coming out in Japan, not like every second. But Naruto is hugely popular in Japan, and because it is popular over in the UK as well, Namco are still releasing them over here, even though the PSP is a little dead now. But yeah.
Cave Story 3D.
So Cave Story 3D is coming out on the 3DS, as you may guess from the title. Cave Story...
Cool, it's Wolfenstein 3D on the 3DS also.
...has been kind of remastered, redefined for the 3DS. It's a side-scrolling shooter.
Oh, sounds fantastic for a 3D.
In a three-dimensional environment. But it's kind of a well-received, well-known, or critically acclaimed game. So it's nice that it's getting a release on a retail release, because I believe before it was only a digital format, at least in the UK. So that's pretty cool, because there's not that many 3DS games coming out, but there's two good ones coming out this week, which is that and another one later. Well, I don't know if the other one's good, but I'll just assume it's going to be alright. My Self-Defense Coach is coming out for Kinect, so on Xbox 360. This is, according to Ubisoft, the first of its kind, although I'd say UFC's kind of self-defense as well, isn't it?
Nah, UFC's campy.
Okay, and so My Self-Defense Coach, which uses the same kind of font on the front as all those My things on the DS. It's like My Word Coach and things like that. So it's there to try and give you some more self-confidence and teach you how to kind of react in a dangerous situation. It gives you ways to protect yourself from physical assault and learn tips and tricks to avoid and escape trouble when it happens as well. It has fitness workouts and self-defense drills in four categories, which are technique, stamina, composure, and reflexes. And I think it's quite nice. I think it's quite a nice idea to be purely based for self-defense, because not everyone can have the time to go learn a martial art or stuff like that in their spare time.
No offense, but if you need to learn a martial art...
or learn how to punch people.
Just run away.
Just run away. Well, it teaches you how to run away as well.
Sorry, if you didn't learn how to run away when you were about 3 or 4 years old, WTF.
Run away when you were three?
What, that's when you learn to run, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, okay.
You're running around as a little kid.
Okay. Then we've got another Kinect game, because there's quite a few coming out this week, which is SpongeBob Surf and Skate Road Trip. This is, of course, SpongeBob's first Kinect game, and is a surfing slash skating game. It's got two modes, single player, as you would presume, which has kind of arcade-style, plot-driven gameplay. And then there's multiplayer, which has split-screen stuff. So I imagine it'd be two-player. I'd kind of guess it'll be similar to Sonic Riders or Sonic X Riders, did they call it? No, that's not what they called it. The Sonic game for Kinect. But it might be alright. And, you know, kids like SpongeBob, so it'd be a good Christmas thing to play, I suppose. So Christmas with Kinect, because that's, of course, a bit fun. So yeah, there's that coming out. And then finally we've got Shinobi coming out on the 3DS, which is a new Shinobi game. The Lost Shinobi came out on PS2, I think. Or at least a game within the kind of franchise. And we mentioned it before, actually, really. Because, of course, when it got announced. It's still a side-scrolling game like the original. And it's full of combat. And it's in 3D. And that's pretty much it. And that's all the releases this week. So you've actually got 2 3DS games. Which is quite nice.
Oh, yeah.
But,
of course, you've also got COD and Skidim.
Yeah, but it's good because there's 2 3DS games just before there's even more 3DS games. Because, of course, Super Mario 3D Land comes out on the 18th. And Luigi's Mansion comes out the week after as well. Mm-hmm. Well, Luigi's Mansion 2, I should say. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. Paul will be enjoying Skyrim from Friday. I will maybe be enjoying it. As long as I can get my huge dragon edition. No? Oh. But yeah, you're having it.
My dragon.
My dragon. It's mine. So yeah, that's it for this week. We will catch you next week, as there's nothing in the way next week. And I'm sure Paul will be talking about Skyrim. And we'll be talking about future releases and news as usual. And probably a little bit about Night Springs once it's been...
Maybe.
Shown. Maybe.
Maybe.
That doesn't sound like you when you say that.
Well, what do I sound like?
So yeah, we'll catch you all next week.